Regarding the laws of Shabbos, we're in the middle of Simen Reish Pei Hei, which discusses the laws of Shnayim Mikra Bechatarim. When he mentioned that when it comes to this mitzvah, which is an entire Simen focused on how we're supposed to count, we're supposed to actually read the entire Parsha twice, as well as the Targum and translation, we said that Rashi is an acceptable Targum, that it has to be done on that Shabbos. It has to be Im HaTzibor. So therefore, if a person would have some extra time on their hands, they wouldn't be allowed to just read for the next few weeks, but it has to be per Parsha. Now, it's brought down in the Pesukei Tshuvos a very practical problem. We know that there are sometimes the Parsha of the week in Eretz Yisrael, it's possible that it could be different than the reading in Chutz La'aretz. And the question is, what happens if one is traveling from one place to the next, and all of a sudden, now they're in a place in which the reading is different? So this is what the Pesukei Tshuvos says. Imagine you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, so you live in Israel, and shiatzu l'chutz la'aretz, you decide to go to America, for example, for a little vacation. The Karen Shem Parsha shikar b'Eretz Yisrael b'shvuah she'avar. So already, you that Shabbos, you're in Israel, and you heard whatever the Parsha was, and then you're now in the United States, and you go to Shul, that Shabbos is the one that you already heard last week. So in that situation, do you have to read and say Shnayim Mikra Bechatarim, the whole Parsha that you just did already last week again? So this is the halacha. In Sarach Likros HaParsha Shnayim Mikra Bechatarim, you don't have to do it because you already did it in Israel the week before. Even though, again, this Shabbos, you're going to hear the reading. So maybe you can cut out of Shul early that week. No, he says, Avshema chuyiv l'shmoa kriyas haTorah b'chutz la'aretz, avshkvar shama b'eretz Yisrael b'shvuah hakodem. The reality is, you still have to hear Kriyas HaTorah, even though you just heard it last week in Israel. So now this week you're in Chutz La'aretz, you have to hear it again. But it's not necessary for you to do the Shnayim Mikra Bechatargim again, because you already accomplished that. The Imbol Chutz La'aretz B'Sham Shehu Yom Tov Beis Shel Golios Shikorin Parshas Hamuados. So we know another significant difference, not only in the Torah reading, but also when it comes to our observance of a Yom Tov. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, they only have one day of Yom Tov, and here in Chutz La'aretz we have 2 days. It's Yom Tov Shel Golios. So what happens if, let's say, they would come, that Eretz Yisrael Koren Parshas HaShvua, that on that day, and he gives an example, Kigon B'Yom Ches Shel Pesach. So let's imagine that the 8th day of Pesach is on Shabbos. Okay? So therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, they're still observing Pesach, it's the 8th day, and therefore the reading is Kol B'chor. Right. And in Israel, it's not Kol B'chor, it's a regular weekday, and therefore they're reading Parshas HaShvua. So now that you're in Eretz Yisrael, now you're here, what do you do? It says, Om B'yom Tov Sheni Shel Shvuos, the same thing when it comes to Shvuos, which we have 2 days. Lo Yikra Shnayim Mikra Bechatargim HaParsha Shikarn Be'Eretz Yisrael. You do not read the Shnayim Mikra Bechatargim, that which is going on in Israel, because you're not there anymore. You're here. The Ein Zem Mashlim Parshios of Im HaTzibor. Im HaTzibor doesn't mean where your home is, where you normally live, but it's where you are currently. And therefore, where you are currently, they're not reading Parshas HaShvua, and therefore you would not be reading the Shnayim Mikra Bechatargim of what's going on in Israel, but rather you would follow what's going on here. It was Shabbosos Habayim Yikra Shnayim Mikra Targum Kivnei Chutz La'aretz. And as you're staying here, you should follow whatever the custom is here, whatever the reading is. So the question is, you're not here forever. You don't have a one-way ticket. You have a round. You're going home. So what do? The problem now is when you go home, you're going to miss a week. So he says, Kishiyasu Eretz Yisrael, when you go back to Israel, as well as those people who are in Chutz La'aretz, they go to Israel, Yikra Beis Parshios, HaKodemus VaHaParsha Shekor Nachshav Be'Eretz Yisrael. Because now you're going to end up going, and the reading is a one which is skipped. In other words, you're going to have missed having heard a Parsha read publicly. There's nothing you can do about it, because now you're going to Eretz Yisrael where they're ahead. Nonetheless, even though you're not going to go to a shul which has that, but what you could do is you can still do the Shnayim Mikra Bechatargim, that which you missed, and then again you would have to do that which is going on there, which you are currently in Israel.